Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Business Radio X, broadcasting live from the Phoenix Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism headquarters. My name is Karen Nowicki and I'm your host today. I'm very excited to have three incredible professionals with us, two of which are in town and in the studio. And then we also have with us Julie Fouch, who is the founder of The Art of Feminine Marketing, and she's with us via Skype today. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Likewise. And I understand that you have done a lot of work around marketing and really have found your way to an incredible niche. And we're going to have you tell us a little bit more about that after we have an opportunity to introduce the guest in the studio with me today, Therese Skelly, who is a mentor and the person we can thank for bringing all four of us together. Welcome to the studio, Therese.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. And when I say mentor, can you give us a little snapshot of who are you mentoring and who do you love spending time with and helping?
I love that. Thank you. I love to work with service-based business women. So women who they are the product, that like what they sell is themselves. And what I do is I just really guide them in how to be their most powerful self. I use my background with psychotherapy and business coaching and marketing. And I know you have kids. So remember when your kids used to go bowling and they had bumpers in the lane?
Yes, I still use bumpers.
I love bumpers. So I'm like a bumper. So the things that they work on go better because I basically help them that way.
Perfect. I love that. So I admitted I use bumpers still
when
I bowl.
Bumpers.
And I also utilize mentors, guides, and coaches in my life. So this is going to be a perfect conversation.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
Also with us is Lauren North. And Lauren, you've been on with us before. I believe it was 3C Amplified, right, with Jacqueline DeStrems.
Yep.
So I haven't had a chance to, I mean, I was sitting here producing,
yes,
but I didn't get to be in on the conversation specifically. Lauren owns Lauren E. North company, and she is a stylist and all things fashion and coordination, right? Making us put our best appearance forward.
Yeah. So clothing styling is defined as bringing the inside to the outside. So personal styling, we're putting the personal in that. And so I work with men and women to accomplish that. And I'm sure we'll be talking about that in more detail here.
For sure. Men and women.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I love to hear that. I can always tell when a finely dressed professional male walks in the room, I know someone has been assisting him. And that's not to cut. A lot of women find their way to it, wouldn't you say? And yet many, she's saying maybe not really. Yeah. Which is why we have someone like you in our life to help us really, I love what you said, put have our inside be expressed through our outside, our appearance, the way we carry ourselves and the wardrobe that we choose.
Exactly.
That's fascinating. I am very interested in hearing more. And Julie, your turn, tell us about the art of feminine marketing.
Oh, thank you. Well, the art of feminine marketing is a little different than the way traditional marketing is done. Therese and I talk all the time about how we're blowing up the old paradigm of business and marketing. And really, in the art of feminine marketing, I teach women to go inward first and to tap into their connection to their own inner knowing, their connection to source, their connection to the energy of their business, and create their marketing that way, rather than just following a formula that somebody else has given them. Because when you're following a formula, you are ignoring your own internal creative genius and that fire that makes for innovation. And so we do marketing differently in this tribe.
I think that the way that you just summed that up, both gals are nodding their heads in the studio. That's really what each of you do in your respective offers,
right,
to your clientele.
Right.
Who is in there? How do they think? How do they behave? What's keeping them from that next level of success or that next level of iteration of themselves? And how do we help them do that from the inside out and not a cookie cutter model?
Was that a question?
Yeah. It's a statement, but I'm looking at you, Therese, because I know in the conversation that we've had, we've been, you know, in social media pals for quite some time, but finally met in person. That's really at the nexus or the center of everything that you do. Am
Absolutely.
I right? Yeah. So speak to that a little bit more.
So what I do, I started out as a business coach and a marketer, but I use my background as a psychotherapist. And today, even more so. And what I know is that anybody can follow a formula. But if you're a service-based business professional, you don't want a franchise. Like, we don't buy McDonald's for reasons, right? And what I also understand is that what gets in the way of that is the energy and emotions, like the unconscious, the old blocks, the old beliefs, the old paradigms, the old archetypal, you know, I'm over 50 and we were raised with not Oprah. We were raised with those old fashioned TV shows where women weren't working and didn't have access to money and weren't powerful. And so here we are today trying to start businesses and we bump into all that stuff. And so what Julie and I and Lorraine also, that's why the three of us are stuck together literally is how do you do it your own way and kind of blow apart the paradigms and blow apart the formulas and things that don't fit for you.
Lorraine's nodding her head as well. Would you like to speak to that as it relates to how you show up for your clients?
Yeah, I mean, what I find is that almost everyone I work with has tried to find style in a store. So they shortcut to the end of my process and they shop to create style. And the problem with that is that they're sourcing what they perceive to be style from something that's already been arbitrarily defined and dictated in the stores. Whether that aligns with them or not, they haven't considered that. And so that's why they go into this kind of like vicious cycle of feeling like they have nothing to wear, going to the stores, buying the same things they typically buy, and repeating the cycle. And so bringing the inside to the outside, knowing what really is like their lifestyle, what matters to them. So much of the inside is what defines how they can actually style themselves in a way that aligns with them. And really that whole concept of fully expressing themselves, which I know is something that's really part of Teresa's work. I mean, she's my business coach, so we've been together for 2+ years now. And so that's really, I think, that concept of just full expression. Like Julie's definitely brought that up in Teresa. So that's really what's beautiful about this alignment too.
So when somebody comes to you, man or woman, and they're looking for help, what is one of the first things that you hear them say? Is it, I'm frustrated with what I'm wearing, or I don't know, have a clue what I'm doing? What do you normally hear? And then you, where you might have that smile that comes across your face and says, oh, goody.
Yeah, that's a great question. They're usually overwhelmed. I get that. They feel overwhelmed. They have recognized that they've tried shopping and it's not working. They will at some point typically say that they don't feel comfortable in social situations with what they're wearing, or they have avoided social situations because they feel like they have nothing to wear. So there's like a big level of like discomfort and lack of confidence that comes with that. And usually the oh goody part is really like they will, through the course of like our conversation, they will say that there's some vision for like their next selves, right? Where, be it like dating, career, just having something to wear when they're going out with their husbands, for my female clients, obviously, like if they've got kids and they've got date night and they're so excited for date night, and then it turns into something super stressful because they don't know what to wear. They don't feel like they have the right things to wear. And so really just seeing that like vision for them of what's possible. And when they can actually start to make that connection before we've even started working together, that's when I smile.
I bet. So. What I thought of in the days that I used to really struggle with picking the right attire for different events was I had so many things in my closet, but I didn't feel like I could wear any of them. You're nodding your head. Yeah. Yes. Do you hear that a lot as well? Yeah. I've got a closet full of clothing and shoes and accessories, but I don't know what to do with it, or none of it feels like me.
Exactly. Closet full of nothing to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. The symptoms are usually like the closet full of nothing to wear. And then that creates, you know, decision fatigue or paralysis through analysis. And when we feel like we have nothing to wear, we shop because that's like what we're trained to do. It's all around us. And the problem is we haven't had that inner conversation with ourselves to determine what is that we want to portray, you know, with our style. What message do we want to send? What's important to us? Who are we? What are our goals? You know, do we have a different style we want to portray professionally versus personally? What messages do we want to send? That type of thing. And because we haven't had our kind of internal conversation or work with someone to help us guide that conversation, we're stuck in the same pattern. And so usually, I mean, I don't like come take all my clients' clothes and throw them away. That's not sustainable. So, but by the time we're done, it's very obvious to them and obviously to me as to why there are certain things they always wear, certain things they never wear, certain things why they've always had their tags on. And we start to like eliminate and kind of edit the closet, and it becomes much easier for them too.
So you've kind of given me a snapshot and idea of how you work with folks, right? You actually physically are standing there in their closet with most of them or all of them?
Yeah. So everyone starts with a virtual service, actually, and that's the mindset part. So I have like my three-part series, mind, closet, store. And so we start with the mind and we establish their style, what they want to say, what's important to them. You know, simple things like, how old are they? You know, what's their lifestyle? Do they even live here? Like, how you dress for Phoenix is much different than how you dress other parts of the country. So we establish the baseline for their style, the goals for their style, all that good stuff. We call that designing your signature style. And then I do go to their homes, unless they're located outside of Phoenix. I do virtual styling as well. But yeah, I go in there with them and we literally shop their closet. And that's the sustainability part of what I bring to this, is reusing and restyling what they own to create new outfits. Because typically, there's going to be a segment of everyone's closets. They bought it for a reason. They love these items. They just don't know how to put them together. And there's sometimes even self-imposed limitations that go around with that. What's possible? They don't have that vision for themselves. They're down on their body. You know, if I just lose those 10 pounds, well, that's irrelevant to great style. So yeah, we spend a lot of time together in the closet.
It really is irrelevant to great style. It doesn't matter what size we are.
No, because I've worked with people who are women who are size 2 to 22, literally. So I always try to say that to my clients who are struggling and they think it's due to their size. And I'm like, if size was the magic formula for great style, I wouldn't have clients who are size 2. It's not. So yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So you mentioned that Therese has been your coach for a couple of years. In a couple of words or sentences, not words, that would be hard, other than you would say fantastic, exclamation point.
Thank you.
What would be some of the shifts that you've had, if you wouldn't mind sharing, in your own professional life that you've been graced with in working with Therese?
It is hard to put into a few words. You know, when I came to Therese, I'd already met her through various like in-person events, if you will. And I was at this point where I felt like okay about my business, but not great about the future of my business. And I was like, this is it. I have to take this to the next level. And in a way that was scary for me, because my phrase that I say is that I was in that place of, we've met the enemy and it is us. I knew it was me. I knew I was the problem with
just
my
business.
Just
like in clothing and yeah. The way you work with your clientele.
Exactly. And so I knew a little bit of her work and how she worked, working on the deeper stuff, the inside, the blocks, all of that. And I knew I needed it, but it's really scary because the hard work is ahead of you.
For you yourself personally, you've had to harvest that and get clear and clean about some of your decisions and where you might have been holding back.
Absolutely. And I would say the first year and a half was really what I call clearing away the past, working through the trauma, the blocks, the things that were holding me back, and really cleaning up the past to look forward to the future. And now much of the work that we do together is like, I'm having trouble with this. Okay, she uses her magic. She'll describe her magic skills.
Oh, I've had her magic worked with me, over me, poured into me over lunch, not
over
too
food,
long ago,
over
a meal in a restaurant. But I was open and willing.
Thank you,
and I can only imagine what it must be like to work with Therese over a couple of years.
It's literally completely changed my business, and to the point of like where my revenue was inconsistent, it was low. I mean, I'm in year 3 to 4 right now in my business, but she and I were texting one day. This was even, I think, the end of last year, and we realized like she'd basically 10x'd my revenue in about a year and a half. So my monthly revenue just increased that much. So, I mean, that's for me the goal. Like I want to help people. I want to work with my clients, but I have to pay my bills. So revenue is important to me.
It better
but you're
be.
You're also working less.
And I'm working less. That's
and
exactly
with people
right.
that you like more.
And I have people I like more. Yep.
So
yeah, there's so much. Like I said, it could be, it's like literally transformed my business. And me, like I feel better. Like there's just so much that goes with working
with
Therese.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
It's been a joy.
I love her.
Such a delight. I know. She's like my favorite student here.
And we were joking in the green room. I'll call it a green room. It's really not that. In the lobby, let's be real. On our way in before we started this segment, we were joking about, we knew Lauren would be here. So both Therese and I were like, I had to make sure I wore something that I knew would be, you know, acceptable.
Yes.
Have you had an opportunity to take advantage of her knowledge?
I have not.
But you knew, you're mindful.
You know, in the beginning, I'm like, I totally don't need it. Then I'm like, I probably need it. Oh my God. And she, you know what, she's underselling herself. Because the one things I love about Lauren, well, she's super fast. She's so smart. She's at the place now. She started small. Now she's getting corporate clients. I mean, she's just, people fly her in to do their work. But I love that she shops resale. Like, she's all about sustainability. She's got the coolest background. And so it's not just, you know, because I used to think like, oh, styling, fashion, oh, I'd be like a Kardashian, really? Ick. You know what I mean? Like, I had a really negative connotation with styling and having a personal shopper. But she's about the environment and sustainability. So to me, it's much, much more resonant with my values. And she does really good in the world, too. So.
Great. I'm aware that we lost Julie. That's why I was listening with half an ear, but also trying to pay attention. I'm not sure how that happened, but I am working to bring her back. So my apologies. Okay. We'll just keep attempting to get her back on with us. And I'm not sure how or why that happened. That has only happened one other time in 2 years. Yeah. And Loren's like, oh, yeah, how does that happen? In fact, I think one other time when we had you on Jacqueline's show, we had somebody with us, but I think we were Steady Eddie and we had Skype throughout the whole time. So we're going to work to bring Julie back here in just a second. Let's talk a little bit more, Teresa, about your work. You mentioned that you've brought in, well, you both have mentioned this really soulful piece into how you work with your clients. Was there a time that you were just what I would say maybe a more structured and not structured, but traditional business coach?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I've been doing this a long time. And so when I started in the industry, Karen, nobody was talking about spirituality or inner game or feminine marketing. Like it was the boys' network. And so when I came around, it literally was, you just do it like the guys do it, you know, and I had small children at the time, and it was, you just work your ass off and you neglect your family and more is better. And you just push, 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 push. And so one of the most proud moments I had was when I created a six-figure business. But then one of my second most proud moments I had was when I blew the business up, because I was like, okay, this is great. I had a five-figure launch, but it's killing me. My health is suffering. My energy is depleted. I feel like a terrible mom because I'm working till midnight. I wasn't working with the clients I loved. And so again, the whole world is, the word is sustainable. It wasn't sustainable. And so I just gradually just started like this is a funny story. So I have a friend who is a local friend, and he was talking to me about my business, and he was telling me, you need to see X amount of live contacts a week as opposed to dead ones. I mean, like, get out of the house. Because I did a bunch of internet marketing. And so now I'm working on like, wait, I actually should leave my house, put clothes on and meet people, which I've done. And it's been fabulous. So my friend was saying, you need to get out of the house, you know, 10 meetings a week. And I looked at him, I'm like, but I want to do Pilates. And he said, no, you do that between, this is, work is 9 to 5. You do Pilates afterward. And I just was like, there you go.
Yeah.
There's the difference. So what Julie and I talk about, the art of feminine marketing, is at least my thing on it is, it has to work with your energy. It has to work with your values. More isn't better. Why would I in the world want to work 9 to 5 and do Pilates? Like, I own my own business because I want to own my own business. I don't want people telling me like, I'm sorry, you must.
It doesn't make sense. I don't even know that it makes sense for many of the business models that we know today.
Exactly.
That's very old school, very pleated pants.
Exactly.
Even corporate, to my knowledge, many corporations that are successful in really solid cultures aren't even behaving that way.
Exactly. But that was the old school. But when I came into it, that was the only paradigm available. And now, thanks to a bunch of powerful women, we can kind of go, yeah, no. And so what I like with Loren, a lot of the things I did with Loren, it was scary because this girl, she's a go-getter. Like she was very male dominated. She was six-figure corporate employees, scientist, brilliant professional woman. And I started taking things away and I started giving her permission to listen, to slow down, to meditate, to tap into her intuition. And when you are a doer, when you're like, but, and you got Mama T over here going, shh. Shut up. You'll be fine.
Listen.
Don't do anything. And that was like a huge breakthrough for you.
Do I know your background? I don't tell us before being a stylist. Were you corporate?
I'm a geologist by background.
I don't know if I remember
that.
Yeah.
So I worked in corporate environmental consulting for 14 years. And in software consulting right before I left corporate America. So yeah, it was very, consulting is a very driven profession. Billable hours, go, numbers, all that.
Yeah.
And interestingly, what Therese and I really focused on, I would say really I had to deal with it most of last year was measuring something other than the numbers. Like revenue is important, but if the revenue wasn't what I wanted it to be, I would beat myself up. And then you get into that vicious cycle of I'm a failure, I suck, this isn't going to work. And you get into this spiral. And so we came up with a system of measuring stuff other than revenue. You know, how many maybe blogs did I write? Did I do YouTube videos? Did I meditate? Did I read? Did I stop working? That was really important because Vona Therese's great saying says very applicable to me is we're human beings, not human doings.
Yes.
And so that's a good one.
That's huge.
Yep.
And for you, did you kind of fight? I mean, Therese already said you are a doer and you go out there, but did you find that you had some shifting to do? And if so, where did that take place within you?
Yeah, I had to, because of my personality, we had to structure the ways in which I learned to take time off. So like I did experiments, like where some days I would just stop working early. Some days I would take breaks in the middle of the day. Some weeks I would just stop, not work on a Friday. Like, so I had to literally plan to be unplanned, but it
that
did
sounds
work.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it had to, yeah, go ahead, Therese.
Well, because she was a scientist, I had to give her experiments, yep. Right? And what the one things I love about Lauren is, and my best clients are the ones that go like, this might be scary, but I'm willing. And Lauren is like, she was so malleable. And again, you know, I'm smart enough to go, she's a scientist. She's going to be measuring. We got to look at data. So we had different metrics. And instead of just saying, oh, just wait till you feel better, right? That might work for some, but for somebody like Lauren, who is very kind of analytical and driven by data and output, it was really important for her to say, okay, how many leads did you get? How much time did you have with your husband? How much, you know? So when I was able to, it was actually a brilliant strategy to get her to do what she needed to do, but it worked for her and she was willing to do it.
Love it.
And it turned out just fabulous.
Yes. Yes.
So I asked Lauren how she got to be here.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about your backstory.
Oh, my
gosh. You mentioned marketing, but even before that, start from the very beginning. Once upon a time, on a sweet spring day.
Yeah. So I was a psychotherapist, but that was just part-time, basically. I was married, had a couple small kids. So there's a difference between a practice and a business. And what I would say back in the day, the only way I knew who to market was like, please, God, send me somebody. Like, I didn't know anything because it practiced word of mouth. Husband made a bunch of money. I decided to go to life coaching school. After that, I somehow went to one networking meeting. The funny part is, and those of you who know me, I decided I was shy. I sucked. I hated it. So I never went back. That was my self story. But back in the day when I said I'm a coach, people actually said golf or tennis. That's how long ago this was, right? And so I got on this newsletter. And they emailed me their newsletter and said, business coaches wanted. And here's what you have to know that's really important. I have a degree in criminal justice as my undergrad and a master's in counseling. And I worked for like 20 years as a counselor. I didn't ever take a business class. I never read a business book. So on paper, there was no reason that I should have like anybody vetting me would have said, sister, no, you don't get to apply. But in a day, I was a business coach. So it literally was like dropped in the deep end of the pool. And what I know now, this is my story, is that was my soul guiding me because that one decision changed the complete trajectory of my life. And so I was a business coach, but again, this was in 2002, 2003, 2004, and I knew nothing. I didn't understand any of the concepts, but I had great mentoring. I was involved in a really great, good coaching company. But the problem is, I had a chip on my shoulder because I didn't come from a business background. And so what I understand is everything I had to go through is what I work with my clients. Hmm. So I started, you know, my main premise is to own your value because I couldn't own my value. Like we all have stories of why we're not enough. Mine, it was like, well, I just was a therapist. And all my clients would be like, that's why I hire you. My God.
That's exactly it.
Right. But it took me years to get that. Right. And so when I first started, I just took the safe path, business coach, marketing. And just slowly, I've just morphed into, you know, I'm all about transformation. Like with Lauren, we're growing our business. We've 10x her income.
Clearly.
But mostly, she's a better person. She has a better marriage. Her family relationships are better. Like I want to transform your whole darn life. Like, you know, business numbers are great, but I really want to transform you. So that's my goal.
Yeah, love it. And I'm willing to bet that not only do you bring it when it comes to marketing and systems and structure and you know, the ability to up-level financially where business owners are at, I'm willing to bet that Lauren is not the only person who comes to you for all the mindset, the soul-inspired yes. guidance, that internal work that we've talked about several times already.
That's the shift, and that's why I don't even call myself a business coach anymore. That was really scary for me.
I like that.
Talk about
listening.
Letting go. I know. Because 95% of the time, my clients are coming to me going, crap, that sale didn't happen. Or crap, I don't know what's wrong. I've lost confidence. I call it collapsing. Like Lauren has been such a cool client to work with because I teach sales. That's one of my specialties. And so she'll have a selling call and we'll dissect it. And so she's learned my selling system. But then she'll call me and say, okay, let's talk about this. And we break down like, you know, okay, you know what? You could have leaned in there. Why did you pull back there? So it's really the being parts. And so the people that I love to work with the most today, they already know what to do to market. They already know how to get clients. They're already on their path. Like she doesn't need me today to go, I think you need to go do a blog post because she already knows how to do that. But she needs how to show up and how to get corporate gigs. And so she can walk in the room and command more money. So like, so again, I've shifted away from the tactical strategic because a lot of people are doing that and they can do it. And this is my specialty, right? This other thing.
And it's the higher achiever
100%.
That we're talking about.
Yes.
Right? There are plenty of coaches who could help us with the nudge to, did you blog today? Did you blog
right.
today? Did
right.
you blog today? yeah. It sounds like you've spent some time working with those kinds of professionals and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about a high achiever, someone
yes.
who's ready to say, help me step into, I think Lauren even said it in so many words, help me step into the next evolution of myself.
Absolutely.
What's next for me and help me get there?
Yes.
Yes. So you mentioned money. Why do you think women have such a hard time making the money that they want?
Oh, Lordy.
And
that's
I'll,
a whole
and
other show, babe.
It is. I'll cop to this. This is one of those things. I've been able in this business, so I've had lots of different versions of Karen Awicki in business the last, I don't know, 16 years. But it was one of the conversations you and I talked about when we were out to lunch, getting to know each other. And we worked through a little block and a barrier. And I have to tell you, because we only talked briefly after yeah. that the following week. And I said, oh my gosh, the impact that that maybe 10-minute yeah. session impromptu I had, which I know normally, you know, is worth its weight in gold. I shifted and I'm doing things already very differently because we just simply cleared some blocks as it related
yeah.
to my story about needing a man to take care of me. I'm 55 years old in December. I've been married to the sweet husband for 15 years. I've been married for almost 15 years before that. And it's a story that follows me. It's a decision mm-hmm. that I made somewhere along the way. Mm-hmm. And yet the way in which you worked with me, I'm like, I'm done. I'm just done with this.
You yeah. just made my day. Thank you so much
so
for sharing that.
Oh I asked you a question, then you started to answer, then I interrupted with
no,
my
but,
story.
Hey,
but I want to say to you that
it.
This is not... lost on me. Like I am really familiar that I have kept and continue to throw up money blocks in my way.
Absolutely.
And I've broken through some and then some of reappear.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
let's just think, let's talk globally. And Lauren, jump in there if you have something to offer as well or a question to ask. Why do you think women in business have such a hard time making the money that they really deserve and want?
So let me start here. Back in the days when I was a psychotherapist, there's a concept in psychology called tabula rasa, which means blank slate. And the thought was you come in literally a blank slate and your parents and your early upbringing imprint upon you, your values, your beliefs, like everything, right? And so that's what they thought. So if you grew up in a supportive home, you should be good. If you grew up in a crappy home, you should be bad. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just, but here's what I know. And it's so fascinating. It's so much more. There's a study of epigenetics that actually basically says we inherit through our DNA our ancestors' traumas, our ancestors' beliefs, our ancestors' pain. Like I'm Irish and I brought in struggle. You know, we had the potato famine. My grandma was very sickly and my ancestors suffered horribly. And so the first most of my life was struggle and suffer. Sickness, struggle, suffer. That was my script. And I'm like, what the heck is wrong? What? And it was when I did my own clearings, it was like, oh, that was my grandmother's. Oh my God, that was my ancestor's. Oh, that hopelessness, that doesn't even belong to me. So my magic is helping find those places that you have no way of knowing where to even look. And so some of it is A, we don't have good role models. We, you know, there it's still male dominated in terms of men are making more money. Women are trained to not put ourselves first. Like, I have this thing called the Fiercely Here Manifesto. I want when a woman to walk in the room, they're like, I am fiercely here, dude. Like, I don't want any woman, because most of us walk in, not most of us, but many women walk, not the three in here. Most women walk in the room and they're afraid to take up space. And they look to the men like, can I talk? Is it okay? And girls are socialized out of their knowing. And so there's so much cultural stuff. There's gender stuff. There's so many layers. Again, this could be a whole 3-day workshop. Yeah.
And it likely has been or will be.
Lauren's been to a couple of them anyway. Yes. So do you want to answer that? Like, why do you think women are struggling?
Yeah. What have you seen? It probably feeds into how we carry ourselves.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think, trying to collect my answer on that one. I think from my perspective and the clients I work with, it is a shift in terms of it's okay to be feminine and represent yourself as feminine. And doing that doesn't mean that you're going to be dismissed as being significant or having things important to say or being desirable or whatever it is. And I think that's very, very hard for women, is that especially those who work in a male-dominated field, that's where I came from, or they used to work in corporate America and now they're retired. So I would say there's like a subset of my clients who like permission to be feminine and your credibility and your background and all of what you bring to the table will not go away when you do that. So that's important.
I can also relate to that. Yeah. I really can. I grew up in education, so I've always been in more of a nurturing, female-dominated industry. And I've felt like I've had to appear more authoritative and more male energy. And the last several years I've been working on this beautiful blend, between both, because I am all that. I shrink. I walk into a room and somehow if I feel intimidated, regardless if it's men or women, I'll shrink. And that's really not my nature.
Mm-hmm. But it was what you were raised with,
yes.
Right?
Oh, I can hear my mom and my sister both absolutely saying to me, "You're too loud." You know, you're basically having all the attention centered on you. So go do this over here,
right?
When I never really, and I can picture a couple of times, and I could never really understand that because it felt like everybody was entertained and enjoying themselves, and as a young kid, I didn't feel like. Mm-hmm. I was trying to overdo it, but I was told to pull back and quiet down. And
if I was working with you now, if I had my pendulum, I could pick it up and say, and it's still affecting you 50%. Like I could literally measure how much it's still affecting you.
Yeah. That's the work we did. Fascinating how quickly you did it. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we were in person with each other, but you have clients all over.
Yes.
So how, it's no different for you when you're working with somebody in person or if they're on, do you do it on Zoom or Skype or is it phone?
And even the phone, it's energy.
Yeah.
Like it literally, if you understand energy, we're all connected all the time. And so, you know, like I've been on the phone with Lauren and either on the phone with Lauren or sitting across from you, what happens is I hear something like, it's not like, you know, the lights are talking to me, you know, it's like psychotic hearing, but I get the intuitive impression and then I pick up my pendulum to verify that. I can literally say, oh, well, what happened? Like with you, I'm like, what happened at age 5 or whatever, right? And so those kinds of things. So here you are, you're going to go like pitch something new. You're going to go to sell something. And that little part of you that was told you're too much is going to pull you back. Because this, I think it's really imperative to know this. Our brain is not our friend. Meaning our brain is wired to keep us safe, right? And is wired to tell us what could potentially go wrong and how we could be harmed. And so Karen, here you are, 55-year-old badass. You is like, oh, I'm going to pitch this. And the little one is like, but wait, what if you better pull back? And if you were not conscious of that, you wouldn't have the best results, right? So my work is to bring the unconscious conscious, because when you have awareness, now you have a choice.
Over and over and over again, which is why Lauren continues to work with you, because it constantly is this, I keep saying harvesting, but this opportunity to improve and to grow and stretch. So why is it so critical then that we have an understanding around energy and emotions as relates to business?
Well, how many of us I could ask you how much money you've spent, Lauren, on trying to grow yourself, right? Karen, how much money have you invested with mentors?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. That's the why, right? Because most of us, we kind of like, I mean, who doesn't want to be saved? Like we're all like little Cinderellas going, isn't somebody going to save me? Can somebody please give me their formula, right? Like we all want the plug and play. We want easy. And there is not that. And so unfortunately, there can be marketing that is really good and really like, And if we are a little desperate or even a really a little motivated, like, right, it's like, oh, that'll be it. That'll be it. And it never is. And so what I say is, you know, there's a lot of mentors that say, oh, I'll show you my 7-step formula. And I'll say, but I can show you why you can't do it.
Yes.
I can show you the places where you're holding back, breaking down, not able to step up. And so that's why, because it literally is the foundation of everything.
From my experience, when I've gone and I've spent those tens of thousands of dollars with someone who says, I can help you do this in your business, right, or this or that, and it ends up being these steps are kind of this cookie cutter formula, right, and I've left frustrated and feeling like I hadn't been served and I didn't gain enough value, we can oftentimes point our finger in their direction. But I hear you saying it would be great if you were able to help us clear and prepare to be open to how to grow our business. You can help us with that. And it isn't going to look like a cookie cutter program.
100%.
And again, that's not knocking. There are some programs, absolutely, I yeah, think that would yeah, work beautifully. It's kind of the done for you. And I right, think for some businesses and some people, it will work. But we're talking about really getting at a cellular right, level. And healing what needs to be healed and standing in the power and essence of who we are as an individual so that we can take on whatever it is that needs to be taken right, on to grow personally and professionally.
So let me tell you this story. I was working with a woman. I think you might have been on this call. I'm not sure. But it's really cool to have. I feel like it's such a fun superpower. It's just like I just sit and go, oh my God, like what did I just do? It's literally magic, right? But it took me years to own that. It didn't come naturally and easily. I was fighting it the whole time, right? Because it's kind of woo-woo and a little esoteric. And so I was on the call with a woman and I intuited and I just said to her, and I don't know her, I've met her in person once, but I said, what happened to you at birth? What's your birth story? Because something happened around there. Now, again, nobody says, I'm 65 years old. I wonder what happened. No, nobody does that. And she had a birth where she came out actually fingers first, and it just ripped her mother up, just had wretched consequences for her mother. So this beautiful, precious woman, powerful, lovely woman took on that when I show up, bad things happen for people. Now, if that is the fundamental belief of your psyche and all of you, and anytime you go to show up to try to do something, you pull back because what if bad things happen? And so when I said, so does that affect your relationships, your business? Like, because this woman was so unclear. She's one of those people you meet her and you're like, God, you're so freaking amazing. Why are you not out there? And she had tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried. And that's what it was.
From the very beginning.
Within like, she was on literally a class with me. And I just did this on Zoom with 8 other people in the room. And everything changed for her. So that's the thing. That's why. So. That woman could have taken $30,000 of other people's programs that might have been great, but she did not have the ability to receive it and act on it and be it, because who wants to hurt people, right?
Yeah.
That's an example.
Were you on that call?
Yes.
You do remember? I saw you nodding your head. Yes. Lauren is definitely remembering that. Yeah. I bet you've seen some opportunities for some fascinating, you got to be a witness to some fascinating experiences.
Absolutely. Yeah. You get to be a witness and you get to send healing and love. And it's just really amazing when she, either between like Zoom calls or when she does her retreats, like there's just a lot of support. And Therese brings she brings her people together, you know, we're there and people can be vulnerable maybe in a way they haven't before, but then that's where the healing is. So it's really amazing.
Love it. Thanks. So I'm aware, and Julie's aware, that I wasn't able to bring her back. So I'm going to let you know. And Lauren's like, darn it, anyway. I've already promised her in a quick text that I will bring her back on again.
Perfect.
And would love to welcome you back to the studio for that segment. I apologize for our listeners. Of course, we had hoped that it would be a well-rounded conversation with one more individual. And for whatever reason, we're experiencing technical difficulties. What I hear both of you saying is when people have an opportunity to work with you, they grow exponentially.
Yes.
And you've had to grow exponentially. And because you even said it a moment ago, and I know we talked about it when we were at lunch, that this idea of standing in the power and this beautiful gift that you have, while you know who you are and your clients are a testimony to that and probably tell you that every day, you've even struggled a little bit with how do I say who I am out in the world, you know, and is it too woo for some? Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely.
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so one of the things I say is your brilliance lives in your blind spot. And actually, I was just in California with Julie and we're kind of both badasses. Like we really do good stuff. And I had done a visualization with her and she was kind of like, We have the same, like, but it's just me. It's just like, it's just what I do. Yeah. Meaning it's so natural. And that's the problem, is because it's so natural. Like Lorraine can go in a closet. She could look at my wardrobe and I'd be like, how did you know that? Like, wait, what? But she's probably like, eh, because it's like that unconscious competence. It's so natural. And I will tell the truth. So I hired a coaching team and they basically said, you are not a business coach. Like, your lane is this energy and emotion stuff, and just stay in your lane because lots of other people are doing marketing. Just, and you're good at it, but just shh, go, get out. And I had this like, is it enough? Like, will people, because part of it is I'm such a ninja. Like what you just talked about, I think we took 10 minutes, right?
Now, 10 minutes.
Are you going to pay me $1,000 for that 10 minutes? Like, right? When I filled it with other stuff, like when I was like, okay, I'll look at your marketing copy, I'll teach you sales, I'll do this. Because we all, as women, it's like, am I enough? Is it enough? And so, and we have the tendency to charge for transaction versus transformation, right? And so we've talked about this with Lauren too, right? Right. So we start like low in our hours and we're like, will you pay me this much? As opposed to, how does your life change? So yeah, you should pay me this much, but that, I think we teach what we need to learn. So for me, I'm still working in owning my value. I'm still working in, because it's a new model now, you know, it's a whole new one. I could say, okay, you talk to me 2-3 times a month, but I'll do, you know, I'll come and wash your car and I'll feed your dog. You know what I mean? It's not that bad, really. I don't wash cars, but that's what it felt like in the beginning. I had to overgive to be enough. And so I'm, you know, I'm not 100% here. I'm still teaching it. I'm still like, especially now I'm setting this new place of like charging way more
for a
shorter amount of time. Yeah.
And it goes back to the comment the observation I had around working with high achievers. The women that will be blessed with an opportunity to work with you, they don't want the long fix. They don't want to get an hour-long call with you or longer and go into storytelling. I think they are already playing at that level.
Exactly.
Because they've already worked through a lot of this. I was going to say basic stuff, but that's not fair to anybody to say basic.
Right,
but they've worked through some of this, whether with you or other people. And now they're ready, like, listen, if I have, it's almost like the world of podcasting. Why do people, professionals, high-end executives listen to podcasts? Because they know they can Google a topic, a really specific, you know, down to the nitty-gritty topic, and they can find exactly the information they want, likely on a podcast or an article somewhere.
Right.
That's exactly what you're doing. Mm-hmm. What is the issue? What is the challenge? Let's just go there.
Boom.
Let's get rid of
right.
all the crap on the outside of it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And those folks will pay for that opportunity to be with you. And they are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, right.
Lovely. So tell us a little bit about your mastermind opportunity coming up. Who's that open to, and what does
that
look like?
Yes, thank you. And Lorraine's going to be in it.
Of course she is. She's not a fool. She knows who to hang out with. And I know, to her point too, though, it sounds like your mentees and the people that are working with you, you all benefit from each other. I have no doubt that it's just this beautiful reciprocal blend.
Yeah, a community is a really huge value of mine. And I've been in coaching programs when there's like, it's a quote mastermind, there's 50 people. There's no intimacy. There's no way for connection, right? And so to me, I mean, I bring some of the magic, but the connections, the relationships, the love, the vulnerability, because let me back up. A lot of people come with shame. A lot of people come with, like, you know, how easy it is in the corporate world we're in to be vulnerable, to walk in and go, oh man, I screwed that up. Right?
Not,
and
no.
So we are all taught to have to look good and to hide and pretend, and that'll kill you. Literally, it will just destroy your immune system and your adrenals, and you're not real. And so in community, my women, we hold them. Like, we just hold them. They're so held in this sisterhood, this container. And it's like, for example, let's say Lauren was doing something, the other women would be like cheering her on and we've got your back. And, you know, it's bigger than just me. I love the one-on-one coaching, but I think I love the community part of it more because it's an accelerant, because everybody grows because of everybody else. And so, you know, Lauren could be sharing something and the woman across the room is like, oh my God, I had the same thing. And she gets healed as well.
Fantastic.
So the mastermind is 6 months. What am I calling it? I changed the name. It's called, you should know the name of your programs when you go on air. It's called I don't remember what it's called. Unleash Your Potential, basically, is what it is. So it is, I think of coaching in terms of a container. So it's not just the hours that you talk or the time we have together. It's literally the container, because my clients call me Mama T, right? And so I'm like, you have me on your back. Like you have me and this container. And that's why Lorraine's going to sign up for like the second mastermind, right? And so what it is you have a next level that you want to go to, and we're going to get you there. And it's the container, it's the support, it's the clearing, it's the come on, it's the bumpers. Right? Yeah, it's all of it. It's pulling forward.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
So tell me, for our listeners, who is this best suited for? And if they haven't been part of your community yet, what's the first way to get involved?
Thank you. Well, if I could have like 5 more Lorenz, that would be delicious.
Okay, so
and Lorenz. So, yes, so you're exactly. A service-based businesswoman. You already have your stuff down. Like you know what you're selling. You know how to market yourself. You know how to get people to you. But you're maybe discontent. Maybe you want to pivot into the next level. I call it evolution. Like most of us, we think reinventing is like, oh, I think I should put blue on my walls. But evolution is like your soul is moving you forward and you almost can't stop the train. Mm. And sometimes it's like scary. Sometimes it's cool. But very often if you're a mission-driven businesswoman, it's like, I'm supposed to do that? I'm supposed to serve? Oh my God, right? So sometimes you might have a dream that's even too scary or too big for yourself. And what they say is what got you to the first level is not going to take you to this next level. Like Lorraine, you're willing, you're courageous, you're smart as hell. Believe that the mindset and the energy is the most important thing. So, you know, you're not going to fight me if I say, can I tap in here? You know, you're not going to just go, could you just give me a worksheet? I'm getting worksheets or maybe 2, but that's it. And so that's the who. Just if you consider yourself a high achieving woman that is really ready to rock it in the next 6 months, that's what it is. And find me at treeskelly.com. And I will say it's a dated website because I don't have my current copy. Like I'm in transition, right? Yeah. But I have a new banner. So treeskelly.com.
And you're out there on social media as well?
Oh, so much so. Yeah.
Yes. Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah. My personal page is more. You'll see pictures of the cute dog and the cute boyfriend.
Yes.
I don't do much on my business page, but Tree Skelly. Yeah, you'll find me.
But a great opportunity to get to know you, start Absolutely. Following you, have some interaction. And if this mastermind sounds like something that we're a Lorraine, we think we are.
Yes.
Does it start with a phone call, an email? Yes, what's absolutely. The best way to get
yeah.
in touch?
I will, if you have notes, I will give you the URL later. Mm-hmm. But if you, I can't even believe I've totally forgotten.
No, that's okay. I think, yeah. Now tell me if I got this right. I have Tree Skelly. It's T-H-E-R-E-S-E. SKELLY.com/purpose mastermind.
That's it.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And so we'll have that content alongside the podcast as well. TereseSkelly.com/purpose mastermind.
Fabulous.
Wonderful.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. How embarrassing is that? Because
no.
I changed the name. That's why I can't remember.
It's real. And that's what we're talking about. Being real and letting that be absolutely enough.
Thank you.
Are there any quick tools that you could share with us that would help someone wherever they're at today? I mean, that's pretty broad, but what's a little sneak peek into
your Let me ask you, do you have a favorite tool of mine?
Oh, goodness. I like the stop the collapse one where you back yourself up from the collapse and you
nice
Ooh, so tell happens. Us about that.
So what happens is we set something up like Lorraine's going to do a corporate proposal, right? Or we do our marketing or we set a goal and we're all ready, like, okay, this is what I want, and we get all fired up and then we don't see the results. Or maybe before we're even going to do it. And remember I said your brain's not your friend. So what happens is our brains start talking to us. Our brains start, oh my God, oh, that's not going to work. Oh, who am I? And like you literally can watch body language. People just collapse. And so that's what Lorraine has mastered, pretty much close to mastery. Or you do pretty good. Because it's not the stuff you have to do. It's how you be in between. So how do you be when you don't get the results? How do you be when the proposal, they're not answering or they're delaying? Or how do you be when you get the intuition that you should call somebody and take that next level? How do you be with that? And that's my mastery. So here's one of my easy, quick teaching tools. If you have a dog at home, today's National Dog Day, by the way. Shout out to Finley, my dog. If somebody comes to the door, dog is going to bark, right? Because the dog is alerting. They're just wired to alert, right? That's their thing. That's. But I don't, as dog owner, run up the stairs going, oh my God, oh no, it's horrible. I can't go outside now. Like, and I don't shoot the dog. I might feel like it, but all I do is go, shh, shh, down. I got this. Thanks for alerting me. I got it. And so if you could listen into those thoughts in your head understanding, just like you're, and I like literally would envision, I envision like little Finley or whatever dog you adore. If you envision that dog and connect that with those little barking thoughts, you just go, shh, oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. Shh, go lay down. I got it. You must not listen to the thoughts because they're going to come. We can't stop the thoughts, but it's how you dance with the thoughts. And usually when I teach that, people are like, I could totally do that, right? That's how to not collapse. That's one.
Yeah, because we're going to be thrown a lot of curveballs.
So much so. Yeah.
I know for me, when someone has done a show concept and I'm looking forward, they've said, yes, we want to do this. And in my mind, it should always work like the next week. I know what day they want to start their show and what day of week and week of the month they're going to do it. And the check is in the mail and blah, 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 blah. Well, it rarely happens like that. And I used to collapse because I've already put them on the calendar in my mind, or I've already paid a bill that
right.
I needed that,
yeah.
That money for, and looked at what does this look like for the network overall. So to be aware that we may create moments of collapse, and we just have to know how to show up and navigate through that without the I'm going to say the word tantrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Brilliant. Brilliant. Any last thing that you'd like to share before we ask Lorraine a couple more questions about her profession and what she's doing? What's one little nugget that you could leave us with today?
So here's a quick teaching tool. What I'm really aware of is everything is energy. Most of the stuff that you're carrying, like 90% of the stuff that you're carrying isn't even your own. And so lots of times, like somebody will come in and they'll, like I was working with a woman named Sarah and she was really feisty. She was really powerful, a feminist, like really strong woman. And then we talk about money and she's like, oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to make some. And I was just like, wait, what? Who was that? And it was brand new, like years before I started this kind of work. And I just was like, who does that sound like?
Disconnect.
And it was like, oh, that's my mother's. And so we literally take on. So that's the tool. So here's another quick tool is you know, I just go ask your body, just tune into your body. So if you wake up feeling funky, or if there's a lot of stuff happening in the world right now. There's a lot of political stuff and unrest and fear and just, ugh. And a lot of us who are sensitive are jacked up with that, right? And so you literally can just go, is this mine? Yes or no? And your body will tell you. And if it's not yours, just go return to sender. And so
it.
If you understand the distinction of what's like, because that helps just peel off. But like we really are, I hate to say victimized by that, but if you're not aware, you are. You just walk in like you get slimed, right? And you're like, why do I feel so bad? I don't understand. That's the why. So,
oh my goodness. Good,
lots
good
of stuff.
Love it. All right, Lorraine, how can folks get in touch with you and what's the best way to get started if they're curious if they might be a good fit for your work?
Sure. So they can visit my website, lorrenenorth.com, and that's spelled L-O-R-E-N-E north.com. So north, just like the direction. They can contact me there. There's a contact form, and then we'll have a chat, see if we're a good fit, listen to their goals, really get to know each other. That's key, you know, because I do go to my clients' homes, because I do really work on what's going on the inside. It's really good for us to be a good fit and get to know each other because we spend a lot of time together, which is good. And so that's the best way, is just on my website, and we'll just take it from there. One fun story that I wanted to share was I was working with a client. We just wrapped up about 2 weeks ago shopping, and she was dating again. She's retired and she didn't feel confident about how she looked. She wanted to get photos for whatever dating website she's using and just didn't feel good about any of that. And she sent me a photo on Friday night of her outfit, and the subject line in the email was, I feel like a million bucks.
Oh.
And the best part about it was she had found a shirt she had wanted. She had found it on Pinterest. She actually bought it. That's actually kind of the coolest part about the whole outfit was it's stuff she had done. Like I shopped for her. We created outfits. We went through her closet. But that outfit was all put together by her.
And the confidence was there.
Yeah. She's like, I got the earrings. I did this. And I was like, you look like a million bucks. And I'm like, how was your date? And then she was able to write me back before the show. And she's like, I got multiple compliments from my date. And she's like, it was a great night. And I was like, yes, that is what I want for my clients. And that's what I bring for them. And so it's just so meaningful. I love that because she was in such a different place when we started working together. And now she's like got the great outfits and she feels good and she's just ready for this phase of her life.
So you're a teacher, both of you. Yeah. You're teaching people how to step into their brilliance, aren't you? And their beauty, and they're just their feminine selves or masculine in the case of obviously the men that you work with as well. So again, your clients don't have to be here in Arizona. Nope. You work with them so easily because of the beautiful technology available to us, both of you for that matter.
Yep. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about your fun Instagram commitment. You kind of give us a peek in the behind the curtain for you, for what you're putting on for the day and why. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So on my Instagram, which is TTTCD Loren North, because I did a shift change on my business. So the TTCD is a throwback to my through the closet door days. But I, when I'm leaving the house, generally I post an outfit of the day so people can see what I'm wearing, where I got it from, which is important. This speaks to the sustainability side. So like today's outfit is a mix of consignment, Poshmark, and Goodwill, and a gift from one of my friends who's also a Poshmark seller. So jacket was a gift, shirts from her, pants are from a local consignment store in Scottsdale, shoes are from Goodwill. And so I really wanted to show people what's possible from secondhand fashion so that they don't just dismiss it as being like old, ratty, dirty clothes. Resale as a market is growing quite a bit and will probably overtake traditional retail here in a few years. But that's one of the things I work with my clients is getting them to see the beauty of secondhand clothes. I shop consignment with them, but of course they can shop wherever they want, try out thrift stores, that type of thing. And then I aggregate all those outfits. If people are on Facebook, I do a weekly roundup of my outfits so people on Facebook can see those. So it's really just showing what's possible, what I do. And the thing about my Instagram is that like there's kind of this thing going on the Instagram is that you can't be seen in the same outfit more than once. And I like want you to all throw that out the window. And I encourage you to...
It's not reality,
it's not reality. It's not reality. It's not sustainable. And that's why I post the outfits. Even sometimes it's the same dress. Maybe I wore different shoes, different earrings, or, you know, this shirt, which I just got, it has so much potential. I want people to see how much potential there is in their closet. So I'm constantly recycling my clothes in my outfits within my own closet.
How fun. So that handle on Instagram again is?
TTCD Loren North.
And you said it stood for?
Through the closet door.
Which is perfect because it's still that. You're giving us a glimpse through the closet door of your life and why everything makes sense and fits. How fun. What's some of the feedback that you get from some of your followers? I bet they probably just say, oh my gosh, Loren, thank you for being real.
Yeah, they appreciate the realness and just the inspiration for their own closets as well. And then also like, oh, I love how you put that together and seeing the like combos. You know, that's what I think. I mean, that's the fun part for me for doing it. And I want them to be able to do the same in their closet. So lots of like happy smiley faces, lots of emoticons.
Love it. So, and Instagram, is that typically where we can find you if we want to kind of take a peek behind the closet?
That or my Facebook page, which is just through the closet door.
Yeah.
So I have a business page. I post the outfits. I share on my Facebook page more than Instagram. I share how I style my clients. So as much as I have releases from my clients to share photos, that is a very, very popular post. I mean, sometimes it's weekly. If I have my clients are just flowing that way and I have their releases, every week people could see how I'm styling them. And I've gotten feedback from actually one of my clients who said how much she appreciated that because she can see how I dress other business women. So she's able to even get further inspiration from that. So typically my clients are in, you know, professionals outside the home, but not always. So I'd say a good like third of them are not. So they're either retired or young or have something
in between. You really have a beautiful gift and ability to work with anybody.
Yeah.
And going to find out what is important to them first from the inside out obviously has been the theme throughout our conversation today.
Well, can I share what's really cool is corporations are now hiring her to help dress their employees.
I hear more and more.
And styling. I mean, I think that's, because I never thought of that. And then, you know, people are like, could you just, do you want to share? Because that's really interesting.
Yeah, speak to that.
Yeah, so I've done a number of presentations this year and I'm helping one of my corporate clients with their style dress code, their style guide, essentially. And so what's happening is the dress codes around the country are relaxing. And as I've said, as dress codes relax, confusion increases. Because if it's no longer even business, it's certainly not business professional. That's very rare these days. Business casual is becoming rare as well. It's becoming sometimes a dress for your day, but some people don't even understand what that means. And basically, they're just interpreting it as this like jeans and t-shirt every day. And that's not the case. And so I've been teaching through these presentations for the companies, you know, very like universal tricks, kind of like what you asked Therese, you know, for here. What's the takeaway for the listener? So I try to basically I'm generalized, maybe isn't the right word, but I try to teach things that are universal. It doesn't matter what gender the audience is, what size they are, how old they are. It's just universal things to elevate their style, things to help them that they can take home and apply immediately. And these are things that don't cost money either. So these are just style related. I give them worksheets as to like what to ask themselves in the closet. So kind of guided exercises to do in at home and dealing with the mindset part. And then they can go into the closet and, you know, things like simple questions like, do most of my clothes fit? Are my clothes positioned for the future or do they reflect my past? That type of thing. So helping them guide that process on their own. So that's been really exciting and rewarding. And I was in Las Vegas in July working with a corporate client, doing multiple presentations up there. So it's really wonderful because I think some people are like scared to talk to a stylist one-on-one. They think it's intimidating, scary, expensive. But when I'm able to give that as a benefit to the employees, it's just like they can just take that and just be, you know, richly rewarded from that experience. So
from an executive leader perspective or business owner perspective, what a great gift to give your team and all the people that work with you. And from an employee and a teammate perspective, to know that your company cares enough about you that one wants to have it be really clear about what the expectations are, but not make assumptions that it's too expensive to do, you know, to just certainly show up in your best clothing and your best attire that day. That is really a cool consultative role for you. And the gift that you bring all the way around is just magic, not to mention when we feel better, right, in our clothing and we present ourselves better, the people who see us, and I'm thinking from a corporate perspective, we are the person that somebody on the outside would think is the corporation, right? So if I'm the secretary or if I'm the salesperson, I am the company to whoever is receiving me on that end. So you're helping in so many different aspects. What a fantastic addition to what you're already doing with your one-on-one clients. Therese, I'm really pleased and excited that you mentioned that. And so if there's a corporate client that's interested in tapping into this opportunity, it's the same way to get a hold of you like anybody else. Just reach out and let you know. Yeah.
Yep. LorenaNorse.com/contact. And I even have like a radio button. If you're a corporate client, then I reach out to you. I mean, obviously I reach out to everyone, but you can check that box that you're interested in presentations.
Yeah, so that you know when you're reaching out who you're going to connect with.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh,
exactly.
So much fun. Thank you both again for being here. And I'm so sorry that Julie wasn't able to stay with us for the duration, but we will discuss about getting her back on. She's already said absolutely anytime.
Good.
So that makes me feel good. And I look forward to continuing to stay in touch with you guys and hope to hear some success stories again from both of you in the future. You've been listening to Business Radio X with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.